This is Apollo Control. We should be coming up on acquisition of signal now. And network reports, we have AOS.
Okay, Houston, nominal burn. First DOI burn we ever had. It was nominal.
Roger.
At least in our training.
Okay, we're standing by for your burn report.
Okay, Henry, it feels like if we had, we're clipping the tops of the trees off here is what it looks like. We got a burn report of Delta Tech Zero. Burn time we got was 24.4 plus 2106. 2106 VGX, trim attitude 001, 272003, though we did not trim. The residuals were plus 0.8, plus 0, plus 0.1, minus 2.3 Delta VC, fuel 337, OX 346.
Over. Roger 16, unbalanced.
Okay, it jumped up to 200 increase.
Roger, copy.
It never really stabilized though, Hank.
Okay.
And a verb 82, last look, thought we were at 10.9 perigee.
Roger, copy, 10.9.
But I don't think it really knows. But the misfit really knows.
That last comment was from John Young. Earlier we heard from Charlie Duke reporting a nearly perfect descent orbit insertion maneuver. Young reported that their onboard reading showed that they had an apolune of, or rather a perilune of 10.9 nautical miles. The targeted was 10.3, but again, that's an onboard reading, and we'll be tracking and getting a reading here on the ground.
At 16, it appeared to us that we got an auto shutdown.
Roger, Charlie, copy. Auto shutdown.
Got any preliminary data, Houston?
Roger, John, the Doppler says stay. We're waiting on the shore dock.
Okay. Thank you.
John Young's question is in reference to a stay, no stay, that we'll be passing up from the control center here in the event that tracking data, and we'll get about 2 minutes of it on which the flight dynamics officer will make his calculations, in the event tracking data showed that we did not get the desired orbit and we're in an unsafe orbit, the crew has a maneuver on board that they would perform to raise their orbit to a satisfactory level. This is a so-called bailout burn, which would be performed at 79 hours, 22 minutes, 8 seconds, or about 6 minutes from now. All indications preliminarily are that everything is good. Assuming that maneuver went as planned and the orbit is as we would expect, Apollo 16 should be at an altitude of about 19 nautical miles above the lunar surface, accounting for Charlie Duke's earlier comment that it appeared they were right down among the treetops.
Apollo 16, Houston, you're good on the short arc, you have a stay, and we show you 59 by 10.7.
Roger, 59 by 10.7, thank you, sir.
Could you give us auto and a high gain?
Roger it. If you remember that little real bright crater on the northern rim of Shepligan that Stu and Farouk were talking about the other day, we happened to see it right up close to us as we came by in this orbit. And we got a couple of pics for you on it, and that really is an unusual little guy. It's really beautiful.
Roger, copy.
probably get carried away with all this, but we've done all kinds of things to see back here. It'd really be nice to fly that kind of an orbit down low.
Roger.
And we're pitching down to our landmark track attitude, and this is my first chance to point the sextant at the surface. And the sextant is just as clear as a bell. It's beautiful. You can pick out little bitty features. They're just as clear. There's no fuzziness. And the telescope's the same way.
Hey, that's great. We ought to be able to get some good use out of that.
This is Apollo Control. The landmark tracking Ken Mattingly is referring to is a procedure used on board the spacecraft to determine their orbit. It's also a procedure that will be used by Mattingly from lunar orbit to track the spacecraft on the surface of the moon, hopefully, and allow scientists on the ground to compute a precise location for the landing site for the touchdown point of the lunar module. We now show Apollo 16 at an altitude of 13.8 nautical miles, continuing to drop down towards Paracynthian. And the preliminary tracking data the flight dynamics officer reported shows an orbit of 59 by 10.7. We expect that orbit will be refined somewhat as we get additional tracking. That's based on the first look at the tracking data. But is very close to the desired orbit of 58.5 by 10.3 nautical miles.